Hello and welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. Today I want to talk to you about dealing with fatigue, particularly over the festive season. So I have just in recovery from a wee bout of fatigue. A few reasons that it came to light. One of them was dehydration, and I wasn't out partying, but I was out at events and in spaces where I just wasn't drinking enough water. Some of the places had central heating on, some of them had like that air conditioning heating, and there just wasn't enough fluids going in. So dehydration was definitely a contributing factor. Being out until 10:30 at night, I'm usually aiming to be in my bed at 9:30, so that was knocking everything out. And just doing too much. When I was having a review with myself, as I do, I was looking at my values to check in with myself whether or not I am living true to my values right now. And with freedom and honesty being two of those top values, and freedom to me means being able to go and do the shopping, go to events, and being able to pace them out, and just having this sense of independence. And I wasn't being able to live to that because I was overexerting myself. I was giving out too much. I was handing over energy to lots of different places. And then when I was looking at my honesty, was I being honest with myself? Was I being honest with other people? So I went to my friends for our Christmas gathering. We did a potluck dinner, because my friend doesn't keep well, and she was like, wanted to make sure she was managing her energy. And we had said to her, like, what time do you want to be there? Do you want us to be there? So she had said 3:00, and I thought, perfect, we'll be home, leaving probably about 6:30. It was near 8:30 before I got home, and I should have left at 6:00 because I was already tired when I got there. I hadn't had a good night's sleep the night before. Sleep's been disrupted, partly due to the dehydration and everything being all over the place. And I wasn't being honest with myself. I was sitting there suffering and not saying, I wasn't being honest with my friend, saying, like, I'm going to have to go down the road earlier when I knew that I should have been going down the road. I also wasn't honest with myself when I was looking at my diary, adding things in. Oh yeah, I'll be able to manage that. Oh yeah, I'll be able to manage that. So just because I've been feeling so good, and I caught myself, hopefully before I've completely frazzled the nervous system, hopefully I've caught myself quick enough this time that it's not going to spiral out. I'm feeling a wee bit better. I'm putting good things in place. I'm about to go on holiday for a few days in a caravan where I will not be doing a lot. Maybe go down, sit at the beach, breathe in the fresh air, just being in the countryside, being in a quieter environment. So good for the nervous system to be able to help properly recharge, get my bare feet onto the sand. Even though it's freezing, it'll be lovely. And I was thinking about it and thinking, I bet you other people are doing this as well, particularly people living with chronic illness, particularly women in those perimenopause, menopausal years, where we think we have to do everything for everybody else, or the expectation is put on us and we don't turn around and say, no, I can't do that, can you just do that for me? We try and fill all the days. There's Christmas parties to go to, there's maybe you've got pantos and nativities and all these other things. So what can we do to be able to look after ourselves? And one of the really beneficial things that I do to help recharge myself is to lie on the ground, lie on the floor, not outside in the ground in the winter because it's too cold, but lie on the ground in the house, lie on the floor, with my eyes closed, with my knees bent, soles of the feet just resting on the floor and allowing my back to really settle in. Now, benefit to teaching Pilates and yoga is I get to do that quite a lot while I'm teaching, but unfortunately I have to think and talk at the same time. But it does give me those opportunities to reset. So any opportunity like that I'm taking with me to the caravan, my Shakti mat. So it's those wee spiky acupressure mats. If anybody's ever thinking about getting one and not sure whether or not they're a gimmick, they are awesome. I highly recommend them. I don't know why it works, but I just know it works, and it just releases pressure. it releases, probably reduces inflammation because of all the wee sharp pressure points that it's putting on across the fascia, which is helping that soften, which is helping that relax, which is helping you breathe better, which is opening your lymphatic system, which is opening your circulatory system, and everything's just going to work a little bit better. I'm also taking with me my foot spa and some magnesium bath salts to do a foot spa. And so I'm going to lie on the floor in my Shakti, on my Shakti mat with my feet in my foot spa to help recharge. So magnesium salts, excellent. Epsom salts, magnesium salts, pink, the Himalayan bath salts. These bath salts are amazing for absorbing into your skin the magnesium that our guts can't digest transdermally, which means on the skin. Magnesium absorbs much more easily and you get a much better boost of magnesium if you go through the skin. So some people, if you've got a bath, have a bath. A lot of people don't like sitting in the bath or don't have baths. So get a basin of warm water, get some salts in there and just soak your feet. Your feet are super absorbent through the soles of the feet and up through the bloodstream. So highly beneficial. Also for us women, particularly in the perimenopause, menopausal years, magnesium is something that most of us are deficient. So if you feel really anxious, more anxious than other times of the year, then there's a good chance that your magnesium is a bit low. So getting magnesium in. Magnesium glycinate is excellent for being able to, help you sleep. It helps soothe and calm. Magnesium citrate, if you have struggled with constipation, magnesium citrate is excellent for getting through. The magnesium that you get for your bath salts is, I think it's magnesium chloride. And then you can also get a few other ones, which the names of them totally escape me at the moment. But look them up to see what the scientifically known benefits are. Don't just look at a blog post, look and see what the science says. And if you're not sure, send me a message and say, Jen, I'm looking at this magnesium, what do you think? You can get natural magnesium. So I shop from a company called Vivo Life, and they do a natural magnesium, and it's like a magnesium powder that's taken from the earth, and it's not isolated magnesium, it's just magnesium as an umbrella, so it probably covers all those individual ones. When you go to buy supplements, so that they can patent them, they make them these individual molecules so that they can make more money from them, basically. So a natural magnesium will cover probably all bases of the magnesiums. But you need to make sure that any magnesium you're getting is, you want to avoid the bulking agents, the fillers, because these things usually are like talc and chalk, which you don't want to be putting into your system. So the companies that I use, Nutri Advanced and Vivo Life, really like their products. They say that they do third-party testing to check for their quality. They say that they don't use the fillers, and there's only so much. You have to take people at their word. If you're on my Instagram, in fact, I'll put the links in the comments of this podcast as well. I have a couple of affiliate links for each of these, so if you're interested in getting them, I make a tiny percentage back. For some of them, you'll also get a small discount for using those links, so it's worth having a wee look to see whether or not those products are good. Vitamin D as well is super important, particularly in the winter months. And I've spoken about this in other podcasts before about how the NHS's guidelines are not sufficient. The levels are not sufficient. So if you can get your vitamin D tested to know what your actual number is, the normal ranges for the NHS are between 25 and 50 nanomoles per litre, or nanounits or something per litre. But you really, for your immune system to be working effectively and efficiently, particularly in the winter months when we are more susceptible to illness. And I saw one doctor saying that it's not that there's more viruses at this time of year, it's people are more deficient in vitamin D, and that's why we're more prone to getting illnesses. I personally, over the winter months, I'm taking about 8,000 IUD a day, which is quite a high dose. I also have an autoimmune condition, which means that I'm more susceptible to vitamin D deficiencies. But if you're, sorry, I was talking about that nanomoles per unit. So the NHS's normal ranges is between 25 and 50. From the COVID studies that they had over the last few years, if you were under 75, you were much more likely to have a negative outcome and end up being hospitalised with COVID. So, and there are a lot of oncologists that talk about getting their patients' numbers up to 100 or higher. So NHS's normal range, 25 to 50. Specialists are saying, no, we need this up 75 to 100, 100 plus would be the optimal. So if you can get your doctor to do a vitamin D test and see where your number's at, it gives you a better idea of what you need to take to boost that up. So if you're sitting down at that 25 to 30, you might need to take a course of, you need to look at the science, but you might need maybe 5 or 6 days of quite a high dose and then reduce it down. I will also put the link to Dr. John Campbell's review of vitamin D, and he had a doctor on that was recommending a dose. I think he said he gives his patients 10,000 IUD for 5 days and then reduces down to 5,000 IUD a day. I talked about this on the podcast where I was talking about nutrition and breast cancer. So I think the links are all in that one as well, but I will put the links into the show notes for this video. So we want to get magnesium up, lie on the floor, get your vitamin D up, and live by your values. Like, review your values. If you haven't done your values, I talk about it in my book, 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit. It is one of the modules in the Healing Rebel Mastery, and I'm going to use January as the focus for people in the Healing Rebel Mastery to, right, let's get our values down. Let's make the time and do our values. So if you haven't looked at the Healing Rebel Mastery, now is the time to do it, because I am going to be putting the price up in January 2024. So at the moment it's £15 a month. Depending on when you hear this, when you listen to this, you might miss out on that deal. Apologies, but the price will be going up because there's a lot of valuable content in there, and I want to do as much as I can to support particularly people who are living with chronic illness, perimenopause, menopausal, because there's a lot of chat just now about the menopause, but there's no chat about going through the menopause when you also live with chronic illness. And fatigue is such a big part of both the perimenopause and menopausal journey, and also for people with chronic illness. And I'm learning this for myself and going, right, what can we do to support ourselves? What am I learning? I'm learning from doctors. I'm learning through the science that's out there. I'm not just picking stuff out of fresh air and reading a blog post and seeing what's happening. It's like, right, maybe I see something on a blog post, then I'm going to start looking at the data, like what is actually for real here. So January will be all about values. What are your values? Let's define those values. Let's check that we're living by these values. And if we're not doing that, how do we start to make changes so that we are living by those values? And we'll do a wee theme each month as we go through the year to help exist, because times are tough. There's always tough times. And the winter months, particularly for people who live with chronic illness, live with symptoms, the winter times, the dark nights, can really feel more challenging. Fatigue can be much more rife. When, on average, we ideally want to be getting at least an hour's extra sleep through the winter months, but society, when we work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, doesn't necessarily allow you to get that. So how can we then do other things to make sure that we're looking after ourselves, we're getting good quality sleep? Because fatigue and boundaries, we need to set strong boundaries so that we're being honest with ourselves. We are looking at what have we got coming up, what are people asking us to, what fills us up, what drains us. How do you then minimise your exposure to the things that drain you? And if you can't minimise your exposure to those, how do you protect yourself? How do you put yourself into a bubble of protection so that the negativity, the negative energies ricochet off you rather than absorb into you? A lot of people that I speak to with chronic illness are empaths. People who are empaths feel other people's energy. They're very sensitive people. You might be in denial about it. You might not be aware. even that that's who you are or that's what's going on for you. But when you start to understand that, and then you start to read situations of, I don't feel so good in this situation, I need to put my protective bubble around me, I need to switch off from whatever it is that you need to switch off from, or you need to remove yourself from that situation, and giving yourself permission to do that so that you're looking after yourself. Because when you have fatigue, fuck, you forget how bad it is until it comes over, until it swamps you, and you just think, oh, fatigue, you're not my friend. That feeling that your battery's been draining, and it's just, I was likening, I was trying to explain to somebody what fatigue was feeling like, and I've got these wee tea light candles. Oh, let me grab one. I've got these wee battery powered tea light candles, and when they start to flicker and fade, but when the batteries in these start to go out, they go like right down, and then that's what I feel like with fatigue, that you get this wee surge of energy and you think, oh, this is me getting over it, and then it's like over the other side. So be really careful with your energy. Get yourself some strong boundaries, get your magnesium up, get your vitamin D up, and look at the Healer Nebo Mastery. Come and join me in January. I am so looking forward to reviewing, even when I'm reviewing my values. Are my values still my values? Do I need and want to change them? What is going on for me? Right, if you know anybody who is suffering with chronic illness or in that perimenopausal stage or has that beautiful combination of both, then please do share this podcast with them. If you don't already subscribe wherever it is you listen, can you please do it? These providers have our balls over a barrel. I don't think that's really appropriate. You know, they hold our feet to the flames of, we need to play their dance to be able to get found, to get seen. And I don't make any money from these, doing these podcasts. I do them because I absolutely love sharing information and love sharing my journey and want to help people. So the more that they can be shared and subscribed, and if you are somewhere where you can comment, put in comments, message me if you've got any questions, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Have a wonderful Christmas if you're listening to this before Christmas, and a happy new year when it comes if it hasn't already got here. Here's to moving more in 2024.